95. Inescapable Void. Yelignar had great powers, perhaps the powers of all searchers compounded in one. He could transform any Voidbringer into an extremely dangerous enemy. Curiously, three legends I found mention swallowing a gemstone to engage this process. From Hesse's Mythica, page 27. Kaladin marched at speed through Shadesmar, trying, with difficulty, to control the simmering dissatisfaction inside of him. "Mm-mm," Pattern said as another screech sounded behind them. "Humans, you must stop your emotions. They are very inconvenient here." The group hiked southward along the narrow line of land that overlaid the river in the real world. Shallan was the slowest of them and had difficulty keeping up. So they'd agreed she should hold a little stormlight. It was either that or let the screeching spren reach them. "What are they like?" Adolin said to Azure, puffing as they marched. "You said those sounds were from anger spren. Boiling pools of blood?"
"That's the part you see in the physical realm," Azure said. "Here, that's merely their saliva pooling as they drool. They're nasty."
"And dangerous," Syl said.
She scampered along the obsidian ground and didn't seem to get tired.
"Even to spren. But how did we draw them? Nobody was angry, right?"
Kaladin tried again to smother his frustration.
"I wasn't feeling anything other than tired," Shallan said.
"I felt overwhelmed," Adolin said. "Still do, but not angry."
"Kaladin?"
Syl said. He looked at the others, then down at his feet.
"It just feels like we're abandoning Kolinar. And only I care. You were talking about how to get food, find a way to the Horneater Peaks, this perpendicularity or whatever. But we're abandoning people to the Voidbringers."
"I care too," Adolin said. "Bridge Boy, that was my home. It—"
"I know,"
Kaladin snapped. He took a breath, forcing himself to calm.
"I know, Adolin. I know it's not rational to try to get back through the Oath Gate. We don't know how to work it from this side, and besides, it's obviously been corrupted. My emotions are irrational. I'll try to contain them. I promise."
They fell silent.
"You're not angry at Adolin," Kaladin thought forcefully. "You're not actually angry at anyone. You're just looking for something to latch on to. Something to feel."
Because the darkness was coming. It fed off the pain of defeat, the agony of losing men he'd tried to protect. But it could feed off anything. Life going well, the darkness would whisper that he was only setting himself up for a bigger fall. Shallan glances at Adolin, they must be whispering about him. Dalinar sends him to protect Elokar, the High Prince must want to get rid of Kaladin. He'd failed at that regardless. When Dalinar heard that Kolinar had fallen.
"Get out,"
Kaladin thought, squeezing his eyes shut.
"Get out, get out, get out."
It would continue until numbness seemed preferable. Then that numbness would claim him and make it hard to do anything at all. It would become a sinking, inescapable void from within which everything looked washed out. Dead. Within that dark place, he'd wanted to betray his oaths. Within that dark place, he'd given the king up to assassins and murderers. Eventually, the screeches faded into the distance. Syl guessed that the anger spren had been drawn into the beads, off toward Kolinar and the powerful emotions there. The group continued their hike. There was only one way to go, south, along the narrow peninsula of obsidian running through the bead ocean.
"When I traveled here last time," Azure said, "we passed numbers of peninsulas like this one. They always had lighthouses at the ends. We stopped at them sometimes for supplies."
"Yes," Syl said, nodding. "I remember those. It's useful for ships to note where land juts into the beads. There should be one at the end of this one, though it looks long. You'll have to hike it for several days."
"At least it's a goal," Adolin said.
We travel south, get to the lighthouse, and hope to catch a ship there. There was an insufferable spring to his step, like he was actually excited by this terrible place. Idiot Adolin, who probably didn't even understand the consequences of... Stop it! Stop it! He helped you. Storms. Kaladin hated himself when he got like this. When he tried to empty his mind, he drifted toward the void of darkness. But when he instead let himself think, he started remembering what had happened in Kolinar. Men he loved, killing each other. Awful, terrifying perspective. He could see too many sides. Parshman angry at being enslaved for years, attempting to overthrow a corrupt government. Alethe protecting their homes from invading monsters. Elikar trying to save his son. The palace guards trying to keep their oaths. Too many eyes to see through. Too many emotions. Were these his only two options? Pain or oblivion? Fight it. Their hike continued, and he tried to turn his attention to his surroundings instead of his thoughts. The thin peninsula wasn't barren, as he'd first assumed. Growing along its edges were small, brittle plants that looked like ferns. When he asked, Syl told him they grew exactly like plants in the physical realm. Most were black, but occasionally they had vibrant colors, blended together like stained glass. None grew higher than his knees, and most only reached his ankles. He felt terrible whenever he brushed one, and it crumpled. The sun didn't seem to change position in the sky, no matter how long they walked. Through spaces between the clouds, he saw only blackness. No stars, no moons. Eternal, endless darkness. They camped for what should have been the night, then hiked all the next day. Kolinar vanished into the distance behind, but they still kept going. Azure at the front, then Pattern, Syl, and Kaladin, with Shallan and Adolin at the back. Adolin's Spren trailing them. Kaladin would have preferred to take the rear guard, but if he tried, Adolin positioned himself to the back again. What did the princeling think? That Kaladin would lag behind, if not minded? Syl walked beside him, mostly quiet. Being back on this side troubled her. She'd look at things, like the occasional colorful plant, and cock her head as if trying to remember.
It's like a dream from the time when I was dead, she'd said when he prompted her.
They camped another night, then started walking again. Kaladin skipped breakfast. Their rations were basically gone. Besides, he welcomed the grumbling stomach. It reminded him that he was alive, gave him something to think about, other than the men he'd lost.
Where did you live?
He asked Syl, still carrying his pack, hiking along the seemingly infinite peninsula.
When you were young, on this side. It was far to the west, she said. A grand city, ruled by honor, Spren. I didn't like it, though. I wanted to travel, but father kept me in the city, especially after, you know.
I'm not actually sure that I do.
I bonded a knight radiant. Haven't I told you of him? I remember...
She closed her eyes as she walked, chin up, as if basking in a wind he could not feel.
I bonded him soon after I was born. He was an elderly man, kindly, but he did fight. In one battle, and he died.
She blinked open her eyes.
That was a long time ago.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I wasn't ready, though, for the bond. Spren normally weather the death of their radiant, but I lost myself when I lost him. It all turned out to be morbidly fortuitous because soon after, the recreants happened. Men forsook their oaths, which killed my siblings. I survived, for I didn't have a bond then.
And the Stormfather locked you away?
Father assumed I'd been killed with the others. He found me asleep after what must have been, wow, 1,000 years on your side. He woke me and took me home.
She shrugged.
After that, he wouldn't let me leave the city.
She took Kaladin by the arm.
He was foolish, as were the other honor Spren born after the recreants. They knew something bad was coming, but wouldn't do anything. And I heard you calling, even from so far away.
The Stormfather let you out? Kaladin said, stunned by the confessions. This was more than he'd found out about her since forever.
I snuck away, she said with a grin. I gave up my mind and joined your world, hiding among the windspren. We can barely see them on this side. Did you know that? Some spren live mostly in your realm. I suppose the wind is always there somewhere, so they don't fade like passions do.
She shook her head.
Oh!
Oh? Kaladin asked. Did you remember something?
No! Oh!
She pointed, hopping up and down.
Look!
In the distance, a bright yellow light glowed like a spark in the otherwise dim landscape. A lighthouse.